This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Saira Mujtaba. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Anjali Ojha of PTI. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said all recent agricultural agreements undertaken by the government have been in the interest of farmers and the nation. Speaking in the Lok Sabha while replying to a discussion on the demands for grants for the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Chauhan took a swipe at the Congress, saying the party engages in politics when power is at stake, but claims to serve the people only when it suits itself. He added that unjust criticism has been levelled against agricultural agreements, but as a farmer, a citizen, and India's agriculture minister, he firmly believes all such agreements have been made for the benefit of the farmers and the nation. The agriculture minister said he believed all such agreements were in the interest of farmers and the nation. He added that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's interests were secure, exports would grow, and prohibited items would not be allowed to enter the country. Chauhan referred to the budget, noting that in 2013-14, the agriculture budget stood at 21,933 crore rupees, while this year, 1,30,561 crore rupees have been allocated. The agriculture minister outlined three key objectives of the government. First, ensuring national food security, improving and easing farmers' livelihoods, and ensuring nutritious food reaches the public. In order to achieve these goals, a roadmap has been prepared with a focus on boosting production. Chauhan said that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, food grain production has reached a record 357.3 million metric tons, up from 265 million tons in 2014-15. While coarse cereal production has increased from 277.35 million metric tons to 370 million metric tons. He added that wheat, rice, maize, peanuts and soybeans have achieved new highs and India has become the leading producer of rice. He added that past loan waiver announcements worth 60,000 crore rupees often did not reach deserving farmers and were marred by irregularities. In contrast, under PM Kisan Nidhi alone, 4,27,000 crore rupees have been directly transferred into farmers' accounts in 22 installments. After ministers' reply, the House passed the demand for grants of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for the year 2026-27. Later, the House passed the demands for grants of various ministries for 2026-27, approving an expenditure of over 53 lakh crore rupees, applying the guillotine. Lok Sabha also passed the Appropriation Bill 2, 2026, moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2026-27. Earlier, Amrinder Singh Raja Waring of Congress initiated the debate on the demands for grants for the Ministry of Agriculture and demanded a special package of 50,000 crore rupees for Punjab's farmers, who he said have been in distress. Waring claimed that 750 farmers had lost their lives during the farmers' agitation against the now suspended three agriculture laws and demanded compensation for their family members. The Congress MP said due to the tussle between the centre and the government in Punjab, the farmers of the state have not received the flood relief from the disaster relief funds. Participating in the debate, BJP member Konda Vishweshwar Reddy urged the government to increase the MSP for pulses, saying it would be helpful to the farmers of Telangana. Naresh Chandra Uttam Patel of the Samajwadi Party urged the government not to allow import of soybean, dairy products and cattle fodder from abroad, as it would financially cripple the farmers of these sectors. Trinamool Congress MP Pratima Mondal alleged the government has failed to resolve the problems of the farmers, leading to their poor economic conditions. Dagumala Prasad Rao of TDP said the budget allocations show that the government is working to empower farmers. Dinesh Chandra Thakur of JDU also lauded the allocations for the ministry and said it reflects the government's commitment and sensitivity towards the farmers. Sanjay Uttam Rao Deshmukh of the Shiva Sena, UBT, talked about issues of Vidarbha area and said that he wanted to draw the attention of the House towards incidents of farmer suicides in Yavatmal of Maharashtra. CPIML Liberation MP Sudama Prasad pointed out that a large number of farmers in Bihar are tenant farmers and demanded that they should be registered and issued identity cards similar to job cards. Sudhakar Singh of RJT claimed that the India-US interim trade deal and the India-EU deal will adversely impact the farmers. Charanjit Singh Channi of Congress talked about the Punjab floods and accused the centre as well as state governments of not standing with the flood-affected people. Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party said the farmers feed the nation, but they are reeling under the burden of loans and uncertain income. She demanded a loan waiver for the farmers. Chandrashekhar of ASP said, while the MPs are sitting in an air-conditioned chamber, the farmers are struggling in the heat. He said while over 50% of people depend on agriculture, its contribution to GDP remains around 15 to 16%, which is a reflection on the earnings of the farmers. He said it is not just economic inequality, but also about social justice. Independent MP Muhammad Hanifa drew attention of the House to the impact of climate change on agriculture in Ladakh. He said glacial ice is melting faster, snowfall has reduced, unseasonal rains and high temperatures have impacted agriculture. He said there are drought-like conditions in several areas. Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal also spoke of the government's promise of doubling farmers' income and said on the contrary, the fertilizer subsidy was taken away and the burden on the farmers has increased. Harinder Singh Malik of Samajwadi Party said the allocation for agriculture in the budget is around 2.7% of the total allocation. He said it was shameful that in an agricultural country, the budgetary allocation is so low. Independent MP Rajesh Ranjan demanded a special package for Simanchal and Koshi regions of Bihar. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Rajesh Ahuja of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to its retiring members. Proceedings of the House began with the laying of papers. The upper house then bid farewell to members who will be retiring from April to July on completion of their terms. There are a total of 59 MPs from 20 states who will retire from the Rajya Sabha. Bidding farewell to the retiring MPs, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said, our constitutional scheme provides for the retirement of one-third of the members of this House every 2 years, thereby bringing about a periodic change in its composition. This arrangement ensures continuity in the functioning of the Council of States, while also creating space for new members to join the House and enrich its deliberations with their experience and insights. In his address, the chairman said the experience and wisdom gained by the retiring members during the tenure will continue to guide and inspire the next generation of parliamentarians. Speaking about former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, the chairman said his long experience in parliamentary and public life and his deep commitment to the interests of the farmers and rural communities, Devegowda has brought valuable perspectives to the debates of the House. On Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, Chairman Radhakrishnan said, the House has benefited greatly from his leadership and experience. He said his long and distinguished parliamentary career in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha, Kharge has been an important voice in the democratic functioning of this House. The chairman also made a particular mention of Harivansh, the deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha, whose term is also coming to an end on 9th of April 2026. He said Harivansh has presided over this House with dignity, impartiality and a deep sense of responsibility. Before entering parliamentary life, he had a distinguished career in journalism and public discourse, and he brought to his House his vast experience, calm demeanour and commitment to parliamentary traditions. Chairman Radhakrishnan said that as Deputy Chairman, Harivansh has guided the proceedings of the House with patience, fairness and wisdom, earning the respect and appreciation of members across the political spectrum. Furthermore, he has made meaningful and valuable contributions in several national and international parliamentary forums, including the Inter-Parliamentary Union or IPU, the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA, the BRICS Parliamentary Forum, the CSPOC and the P20 Parliamentary Speakers Summit, the chairman said. He further said that among the retiring members, there are several distinguished personalities who have made notable contributions in governance and public life. He said all the retiring members have been articulate voices representing diverse regions and communities of our country. Most of them have long experience in legislative affairs and have contributed significantly to the debates of the House. The chairman said retiring members have represented the aspirations of their respective states and communities and the nation as a whole and have raised important issues related thereto in this House. He said he would like to place on record his sincere appreciation for the valuable contributions made by the retiring members and for the cooperation and support they have extended to the chair in the conduct of the proceedings of the House. Bidding farewell to the retiring MPs, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that everyone in the House has made significant contribution on the many issues. While many of those retiring will be coming back to the House after re-election, others will be making significant contributions to the society. The Prime Minister said to the members he would like to say that there is no full stop in politics. The PM said that there have been some bitter and some sweet experiences along the way. The Prime Minister lauded of valuable contributions by eminent members like former Prime Minister H.G. Devegowda, leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge and Sharad Pawar. These are senior leaders who have spent more than half of their life in parliamentary functioning. New members of parliament should learn from them on how to come to the House with dedication and remain fully committed to the responsibilities given by the society. Bidding farewell to Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, he said that Harivansh has fulfilled his responsibility ably. In the times of crisis, it is the Deputy Chairman who manages the proceedings of the House, he said. On Ramdas Athawale, he said Ramdas Athawale is an evergreen personality. He may be leaving, but no one will miss him because he will keep everyone busy outside with his humour. Terming the Upper House as an open university, the Prime Minister said, it is an important forum for education and training. So, when the members retire, they leave with a wealth of experience. Speaking on the occasion, Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge said, people in politics never retire from public life. Those in politics or public life neither get married, nor tired, nor retire from the passion of serving the country. Referring to former Prime Minister H.G. Devegowda, the Leader of the Opposition said that he has known Devegowda for more than 54 years. He said that some efforts are required to the better running of the House. He said that it is important that all members of the House work together and not with a feeling of hatred and bitterness. He also called for increasing the number of sittings of the House for enabling discussion on issues of public importance. Farmers' issues should be given more time and importance in the House, the Leader of the Opposition said. He lamented that a lot of times important issues raised by members are removed from the records. In his farewell address, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said that he associates with the feeling expressed by the chairman for retiring members, including himself. He said that he is grateful for the cooperation by members in the running of the House. Noting the digitization of Parliament over the years, he said that thanks to digitization, the functioning of Parliament has become almost paperless. In a speech, Saushmit Patra of the BJD said, beyond the arguments, what binds all the members is the spirit of service. Speaking in his farewell address, Prem Chand Gupta of RJT said that in the last 30 years, he has witnessed several ups and downs in this house. Santosh Kumar P of CPIM said that he is fortunate to have got an opportunity to serve as a member of this august house. Very few people get a chance like this, he said, and recalled that the framing of the constitution was a mass movement where people of all walks participated. Javed Ali Khan of Samajwadi Party, giving farewell to retiring members, said that the absence of the central hall is strongly felt by members in the new parliament building. In his farewell address, Saket Gokhale of All India Trinamool Congress said that being a member of the upper house has provided him with a wealth of experience. Bhuvneshwar Kalita of the BJP said that being a member of the Rajya Sabha has been a glorious time for him. He said he is grateful for all those who helped him create a career in politics. Kiran Chaudhary of the BJP thanked senior leaders of the House for the encouragement provided by them during her tenure. Ram Bhai Mukaria of the BJP, Rameshwar Teli of the BJP, Praful Patel of the NCP, Abdul Wahab of IUML and Muzibullah Khan of BJT also spoke. After the farewell to the retiring members, the House was adjourned for the day. That's all in Parliament Review. Good night.